Greetings in the name of our soon-coming Savior and Lord. Your speaker is Johnny Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and we shall resume the subject that we began in our last broadcast to you. We cited a passage found in the book of Job where two vital questions were asked, namely, how can a man be justified with God, or he that be clean that is born of a woman? That was in Job 25 and verse 4. And then we spent some considerable time showing how that a man cannot be justified with God. Now we're going to see today God's answer to that most important question, in fact, to both of them, if we can work it in. And if you were to turn once again to the book of Job, and chapter 9 and verse 20, you would come across an expression that reads like this. If I justify myself, my own mouth shall condemn me. Now that's what dear Job, a man who was righteous before God and a man that eschewed evil, but he says of himself, if I justify myself, my own mouth shall condemn me. Now then, since it is not possible for man to justify himself, then we must go elsewhere to seek the answer. And for after all, you know, the Word of God has a great deal to say about justification. And if you were to turn, and we're going to see the source of justification, in other words, the justifier. Now, if you were to turn to the epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, and we shall read just to save a little time, beginning at about verse 29 that says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now listen carefully. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Now, that's wonderful, isn't it? And that is clear. But if you go down just a little bit beyond that, we have a clear statement as to the one and the one alone who can justify. Job discovered that he could not justify himself. He said, if I justify myself, my own mouth will condemn me, and I'm sure all who attempted would have a similar experience. But listen to this with you. Romans chapter 8 and verse 33 that says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Now listen to this. It is God that justifieth. Oh, how sweet and how precious are those words. It is God that justifieth. There isn't a man, there isn't a woman, there isn't a person, a son or a daughter of Adam's race that may be able to boast of a distinguished ancestry or blue blood that courses through their veins and have had advantages in many respects, but not a man, not a person can justify himself. We must turn to the God of heaven, and we do read here, it is God that justifies. And I should like to ask all my hearers, I should like to ask you, has he justified you? In other words, are you justified before God, and has he, the only one who can justify, has he justified you? You know, someone was asking a question about justification. Exactly, just what does it mean? And so a little girl thought it over, and then she answered in this way, well, I think it means just as if I'd never sinned. Well, that's exactly the answer. Justification means I stand before God as though I had never committed one offense. He sees me clean and clear and accepted in all the acceptability of his own beloved Son. But we must proceed further and get the answer. Now we're seeing how a man can be justified with God. And as a matter of fact, in the epistle of Paul to the Romans, and after all, you see, that is the gospel epistle, and we have the truth brought before us as to how men and women become justified, cleared, and fitted for the presence of a holy and a righteous God. Now, if you were to turn, for instance, to the the fourth chapter of the epistle of Paul to the Romans, and there's a great deal said about justification and how it comes about, and we may be able to come to that. I'm not sure if time will permit. But in chapter 4, at the end of it, we have a statement that goes like this, who, that is Jesus, was delivered for our offenses. That is to say, he was delivered up to the cross of Calvary for our offenses, and then it goes on to say, and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, he has the power to justify. But the question, I'm sure, that would be exercising you and filling your heart and filling your soul would be, just exactly how can I enter into the good of it? How could I be justified before God? Well, I'm so happy to tell you that you get the answer in the very next verse, and then we shall go back just a little if time allows us. And we saw in the end of chapter 4 that Christ was delivered for our offenses. He was raised again for our justification. And then in chapter 5 and verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So that men and women, according to this, are justified not by attempting to keep the moral law, not by attempting to obey what the law demands, holy and just and righteous as it is. And as we stressed before, it cannot, it does not, it will not clear you. It would only condemn you. But this says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we also have in the same chapter, and verse 9, that would be Romans 5 and verse 9, much more. You see, in this wonderful chapter, Romans 5, we have five much mores. And we have much more than being now. And oh, I like that. We don't wait till the day of judgment to find out whether or not we're going to be in heaven, whether or not we have been justified. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. So that we get justification in this chapter by faith, we get justification through his precious blood or by his blood, and then we also get justification by grace. Now, in the preceding chapter, that is in Romans chapter 4, we have brought before us two outstanding characters, men and women who experienced, men especially, but two outstanding men that experienced justification and experienced salvation. And so I shall just point out one in a very special way. His name is Abraham. He's the father of the faithful. And it begins like this. For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. In other words, if he could have justified himself on the ground of works, then he could have taken all the credit. But you see, the very next verse tells us what saith the Scripture. Now we want what the Scripture says, do we not? What saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Abraham became a justified man on the ground of simple faith in the God of heaven. And so it is true that not only did Abraham become a justified man on the ground of faith, so do all who trust him, all who receive him as personal Savior. Now I should like to cite another scripture too, because I think after all, my hearers are far more interested in knowing what the Scripture says than what the church has to say, or public or private opinions. What says the Scripture? And that's the only thing that is of real value at the present time, and the only thing that will count in a coming soon and sure eternity. Now will you listen to this? It is found in Romans chapter 3 and verse 28. It says, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds or without the doing of the law. Isn't that precious? I like those words. Therefore we conclude, says Paul, that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Now, I should like to stress this just a little further, because we must bring witnesses to bear upon this most important subject, since it concerns us in time and concerns us for all eternity. And certainly you'd like to know, would you not, whether or not you have been justified in God's way, justified before God and justified by God. Who is he that condemneth? Yes, all are condemned by nature. Who is he that justifieth? And then we are told it is God. It is God that justifieth, and how he would delight to justify any person trusting him, any person receiving him. It would bring joy to his heart. Now I must call your attention, please, to at least two more passages, and the time will have run out. If you turn to the epistle of Paul to the Galatians, and I want to see this in a special way, and if you'll turn to the third chapter first, and verse 11, it says that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. Now listen to this. For the just, that the just shall live by faith. Justification comes then, in other words, on the ground of simple faith. And then once more, if you were to turn to the second chapter of the epistle of Paul to the Galatians, and read there in verse 15 where we have the Jews and the Gentiles, he says, we who are Jews by nature are not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Oh, what precious words those are. And then he goes on to say, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by faith and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. And I wonder if you have experienced justification, justification in God's way. Now we must bring to bear another interesting passage on this important subject, and I hope that you have been making a notation of these portions one by one, and you would find this one in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, and if you were to read there, verses 38 and 39, it reads like this, be it known. Now this is a proclamation, a royal proclamation. Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, that is the man Christ Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. But hear this, will you? And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. Oh, take those words to heart. Trust him with that soul of yours. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now, we'd like to get a line from you. If there are any subjects you'd like to have us speak on, or you desire further spiritual help, drop a line, please, to the following address, Good News Hour, care of John A. Horn, 817 South 7th Street, Atchison, Kansas, 66002.